Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where all week long we get in amazing questions and we try to tackle one ridiculous question and one work question. And if you want to submit a question, you'd be very cool. You just go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast, another one that says Ask Us Anything. And that's where we get the questions for this ridiculous episode. So let's jump into it. Let's do the work question first. We got a question from Jen from Boston. Oh, love Boston. And you know what's coming up? St. Patrick's Day. And me and my wife happened to be in Boston on St. Patrick's Day one year. And we did not have planned this. We weren't going to get involved. And all of a sudden we're in there in the heart of Boston and the parade is going on. And I'm like, we got to get involved in this parade. By the end of the day, I was wearing all green, hat, necklaces. I don't know what. I drank so much green beer. Boston, St. Patrick's Day is a bucket list thing you got to do. That was bonkers and I did not plan on it. Anyway, Jen, what is your question? Jay, my company messed up and sent out an email without the right link and then refused to send out a second email with the correct link because they did not want to look foolish. Am I wrong that this was a mistake? Well, this was a mistake for two very important reasons. Number one, it's table stakes to send out the correction email. Like, hello, you screwed up. People are clicking on this thing. They think your company's incompetent. And if you don't send out that second email, your company is incompetent and embarrassing. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is you missed out on a massive, massive opportunity. And this is something I don't think that marketers realize about, let's call it mistake emails or micro panic situations. What do I mean? What do you think is the most engaged style email? What is the email that you can send out that'll generate the highest amount of engagement? Believe it or not, it is micro panic emails. What do I mean by that? When you purposely send out an email and the subject line starts with words like oops, uh-oh, or yikes, these micro panic words at the start of your subject line will actually increase your open rates by over 40%. Right? And I know you're like, oh, that's gimmicky. That's cheesy. Is that clickbait? No. I'm talking about do subject lines like this, for example. Oops, did you miss this industry changing report? Yikes, this webinar is almost full. Last chance. Uh-oh, you're about to miss this. Uh-oh, restock almost gone again. Oh no, you're about to scroll past this. It's not a gimmick or cheesy or whatever. This is called marketing. And when you see that uh-oh or that oops or that yikes, it grabs our attention. And it's not just an email subject lines where this does incredibly well. This crushes it in social media posts, in social media ads. You know, things like, oops, did you just miss our biggest discount of the year? Or our pop-ups. This is perfect for pop-ups on your site. Oh no, you're about to miss this. You're about to miss this great piece of content, this limited offer. It's great for display ads and retargeting campaigns. It's amazing for content pieces like listicles where you could do things like, oops, 10 common healthcare billing mistakes you need to avoid. Or, uh-oh, 7 signs you're doing hiring all wrong. Listen, it is all part of this idea of failure marketing. Failure marketing in general is so relatable where we feel like people are opening up about mistakes that they're making and it crushes it. It's an incredible test. And you'll see it in the marketing my company does all the time. We do this everywhere. But if you look at some of the stats related to failure marketing, it is wild. So here's a few of them. So Harvard Business Review came out with this data. Ad campaigns that embrace failure see 33% higher engagement compared to traditional success-driven ads. How about this one from Edelman? Brands that publicly acknowledge mistakes experience a 15% boost in consumer trust. And when you start your subject line with oops, yikes, or uh-oh, you didn't actually screw up, but you're leveraging this mindset where people are like, oh, wait, what is this? Am I screwing up? Are they screwing up? And it gets people engaged, and that is the game. How about content featuring failure in the headline? So when you actually say the word failure in the headline, it gets a 27% more clicks than content just highlighting success. And that's from HubSpot, just including the word failure in your headline, right? So in general, okay, failure marketing is a huge win, and you can build entire campaigns around it, right? You can create a campaign that is things we got wrong campaign. And you can admit past missteps, how you fix them, what you learned. This builds credibility. It's not embarrassing to your brand. It's how you can connect with people in a more human way, right? And you can even turn negative reviews into content where you can acknowledge criticism publicly. You want to hear the craziest thing? The most popular episodes of this podcast, okay? The most popular episodes we do is when I read hate mail. I've done, I think, two or three episodes where all I did was take all of the negative reviews that we've gotten, all the negative emails I get, all the mean unsubscribes that I get, and I read them as an episode. Those are the episodes that actually get the most downloads. Maybe people don't like me and they like hearing me get shredded, possibly, but it's also this idea of being relatable, being vulnerable, being open, being real. That's what we want in this world of AI, this tidal wave of garbage that's out there. So failure marketing, incorporating this is a win. And by the way, if you do actually screw up, back to the original question that you had, yeah, you got to acknowledge it. Come on, what are we doing? All right, before we get to the absolutely ridiculous question, I want to let you know this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Yes, they are my email sending platform, and I think they're awesome, and I send out billions of emails, but they have a new piece of content. Why haven't you checked it out? Listen, this thing is ungated, and it is free. Marigold surveyed 27,000 people, okay? 21,700. I almost said that wrong. 21,700 people about everything they feel about brands, how connected they feel about to brands. Will they spend more money with a brand they feel connected to? What is AI doing to our relationship with brands? All this stuff. Their Consumer Trends Index is the best piece of content that comes out every year. I don't care what you are downloading. You got to check this out. You can get this at meetmarigold.com/CTI. That is meetmarigold.com/CTI. It is free. There's no form. Check it out. It is awesome. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. We got a question from Jared from San Jose. All right, Jared, what do you got? Jay, this is not the normal question, but I'm losing my mind and going broke because I've been getting invited to weddings, destination bachelor parties, and over-the-top birthday dinners where we all split the bill, and this cost me a fortune. How do I deal with this? Yeah, you know, this is like a problem in our society. It really is. It's funny. I'm a little bit older, so I only had one friend left who didn't get married, and he just recently got married. And so I just went through this because he felt, because he had gone to all of our weddings, all of our events, all of our everything, that he was entitled for us to all step it up. And so he did this crazy wedding thingamabob and destination wedding, all this stuff. And to tell you the truth, the destination wedding thing is so funny to me because it saves the host money because it's a smaller event, but everybody else that gets invited to this thing, it's like $1 zillion. And it is a total joke. But putting that aside, so how do you deal with this? How can you actually navigate this? I'll give you my two cents because I don't think there's any good answer, unfortunately. But when you do get invited, let's say it's a wedding, right? You're going to have a destination bachelorette party. Then you're going to have the wedding itself. Maybe you're in the wedding party. You got to buy the dress. Maybe there is a wedding shower, a bridal shower. There's 17 different things leading up to not just weddings. It could be anything. So what I would say is, listen, if you can't do it all, right? You say, listen, I'm all there for you. You got to tell me which one you want me at because I can't be at all of it. You want me to be at the wedding all in? I'm there. You want me to be at your destination bachelorette party? I am there. I can't do it all. It's not possible. Pick one and I will be there. Do you know what else happened the other day, which I thought was really weird? My other buddy, it was his birthday coming up. I'm not a big birthday person. I personally don't even care if I go out for dinner for my birthday, but he was like, we're going out to this big crazy place for dinner. He got this private room, this whole thing. He starts a whole text chain. He's telling us what this crazy thing he lined up. And then he goes, all right, it's going to be this much money per person. I was like, dude, who are you? You're a loser. Like he's like, it was a lot of money. Right. And not that I'm like cheap or whatever, but I think that's really weird to plan some extravagant thing and say, and this is how much it's going to cost. Everybody chip in. So on the text chain, I just called him out. I couldn't take it. I said, dude, I go, this is actually weird. I go, I'm not trying to be like whatever, but I don't think that's cool to do that. If you want to say, hey guys, you know, hook it up, plan something for my birthday. I can't wait. Whatever you guys do, I'm all for. Great. Then it's on us to pay for, but you can't plan something bananas and then be like, yo, you all pay. You're a tool. So I called him out for it. And then my friends all chimed in. They had my back and they were like, yeah, Jay's right. This is actually weird. Whatever. And then the guy felt like a jerk and we kind of fixed it all around. But I think sometimes people just need to be called out because you get so caught up. You think everybody is as excited as you are about whatever it is you're planning. And I have a secret for you. They're not. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Sorry, don't care. Is that rude? I don't know what we just talked about. As usual, listen, I appreciate you being here. Would be awesome if you followed this show, you left it a review. It actually really does help to circulate what this show gets all over the place. So if you could follow the show, subscribe, I don't even know what the word is, but leave it a review. Do me a solid. You are awesome. And don't invite me to anything. I don't want to go. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.